Cigar Corner bonus story! By now, you may have seen the easily accessible aforementioned YouTube video of me jumping up on stage at a Jim Belushi and the Sacred Hearts concert that he had the fucking audacity to charge $40 a ticket for. I mean, that's getting into Beck or Brooks and Dunn territory. And this isn't about underscoring a very rich man's greed, unless, of course, he pays all the money to the band and doesn't take any for himself. Still, back in the summer of 2006, my then-girlfriend and I went to Martha's Vineyard for a couple of days to stay with some friends whose family had rented a house there for the summer. On the ferry heading over, I was leafing through the local paper, the Martha's Vineyard Tattler or whatever it was called, to see what weekend activities there might be. I saw the ad for the show and got as excited as Bruce Valanche at a convention for fat hacky fags who wear funny t-shirts that your never-married great-aunt might find edgy. I ran up to my girlfriend and showed her my discovery. I was thrilled, and I breathlessly told her that we all have to go and I should fuck with them. I think it was even her idea to videotape it. Eventually, the night arrived and we all headed over to the Outer Land, where almost two decades ago I did a mediocre comedy show, meaning I was mediocre, back when it was called Hot Tin Roof. And if memory serves, nothing had changed much about the standard roadhouse bar. Still, $40 to see a less-than-mediocre blues cover band consisting mostly of middle-aged white men living out some cliched, unimaginative fantasy as they plod their way through the millionth trotting out of Sweet Home Chicago should be considered a misdemeanor. If not legally, then at least morally. My girlfriend, let's call her Sarah, suggested that I wear a t-shirt reading simply, "Worse than your second wife," which is nothing short of brilliant. Anyway, you can see the results of that fun night of well-worn blues covers, the likes of which were virtually indistinguishable from the offerings of a band you might see at the Burbank Airport, or playing in the lounge of the exact same shitty, fourth-rate casino that Jim Belushi's character managed in Destiny Turns on the Radio. Ha ha! Delicious irony!